Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Doghouse.
Hello,
here
everybody.
NTNradio.com. NTNradio.com. That's where Warren just talked right through the plug of who
he is. I didn't think you were
going
to go any further with that.
I know. We change it up all the time. Keep Warren fresh on it.
Because Ken's not here.
Who? Oh, yes, Ken. No, Ken cannot make it today. Son of a... but anyways, you know, he's a bum. I'm just happy that we got him out to go with us this weekend.
Maybe.
He's going. I will put foot to ass on him.
Believe it when I see it.
All 3 feet, 8 inches of Ken. All 18 pounds. Looking like he's got the cancer or something now that he lost all that weight. But anyways, yes, he is coming with us.
To VIR.
VIR for
Virginia
the Moto America Race.
International Raceway.
Championship of Moto America. Which last year was your first pro race on credentials, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is like a return. Now you're a seasoned vet,
yes,
right?
I get to do things.
Well, you know more things going on and you understand the whole flow of it, right? That's always a big step when you're learning how to do this kind of stuff is like, okay, what can I do? What can I do? How obnoxious can I be? All this kind of stuff. So, yeah, we are going to the Moto America. Oh, congratulations to Herman Parker of Greensboro, North Carolina. He won the tickets.
Yay!
We probably will see him down there. I don't know. I kind of sent him an email, been like, hey, do you want to like meet up with us on the show and hang out for a bit? And I didn't get no
I wish crickets. You had cricket sound.
I have cricket sound effects. I just didn't
want to
be a
little
play.
Faster on that.
Yeah, I know. I just was like this. You know, it's like... That's
how all our fans are.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, I want that. Oh, no. I don't know.
I want the tickets, but I don't want you.
You know, it takes him a couple days to respond to, like, half the emails anyway, so I'm just thinking he's maybe not one of those guys that sits on his phone all the time, which is good. So I'm excited about that. Again, we'll thank Liquid Molly for giving us the chance to give away those tickets for them. That was pretty cool. We'll see where that all leads to us in the future.
I'm very happy with what Liquid Molly's done, not only with just giving us some tickets to give away, but they've actually done a good job with Moto America so far.
Supporting them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is not their first year.
No, it's not, because it was the Liquid Molly Juniors last year. Liquid Molly Juniors.
Well, yeah, that's French. It's got to do it in the German version.
Liquid. But, yeah, so that's kind of cool. We'll be there Friday and Saturday at VIR. I'm excited.
Saturday, Sunday.
You're right. Saturday, Sunday. Even though it might rain Sunday, Warren, bring your rain gear.
I'll melt whether I have it on or not. I'm so
scared. Yeah, whatever. I'm from Long Island, a fantasy island. But then Saturday night, it's going to be a super bonus weekend for you, Warren. I have all kinds of things planned.
Super bonus weekend!
I have all kinds of things planned for you.
Saturday!
As some of you guys know, from time to time, I do dabble into the four-wheel racing world. From the two-wheel, I used to do a show with that. I used to do some writing for that, and I still keep coming to my contacts every now and then. Last year, I think last fall, I talked about going to South Boston Speedway to see some races. It was the K&N series when they made their return there in the fall. But this weekend, it was the weekend before last VIR, right? Because I went 2 weekends in a row down to that area of Virginia. But this Saturday night, May 4th.
Yes.
Yes, May 4th is the K&N series at South Boston Speedway, which is just about a half hour from VIR.
Is it Outlaws or is it?
No, K&N. That's, it's
cars?
Like.
Cars?
Yeah, no, it's
trucks?
Like. No, well, car, yes, cars. But cars, there is a series called Cars, so I don't want to mix the two up. K&N series are like a feeding series for the Xfinity series.
So junior soon to be
pro NASCAR drivers. They have two 100 lap races for the K&N, and then they have some of the local racing going on in the in between, a couple of short little races, a couple sprint races, but two 100 lap races there at South Boston. Here we go. I will pull up the I'll pull up the series. It is the K&N series. Like I said, the gates open early because you can go in and see practice and registration and stuff. Practice. So I think the gates open. Grant says gates open 4:30.
Well,
We're not going to be there for a tournament.
No, but we also need to be back by 10 so we can watch the finals of Supercross.
It should be. And if we're a little late, I still don't believe if I know they're going to be on USA.
They are preaching that we're on USA this weekend.
Really, technically.
Saturday, USA, we have till 10 midnight. P.m.
Right, because yeah, there'll just all be heat races and all that kind of stuff. We'll have till midnight.
You don't want to watch the finale to Inside Motocross, Science of Motocross?
No, and I don't want to see the last make it to mud at the end of the season. Although if they are running the KTM Juniors, I'm all in. But listen, anyways, before we get off that, we are going to be there with Craig Murto and the guys at Late Model Racer Magazine. Said we give them a hand. We do a little covering of the K&N series NASCAR. We get Warren there covering some NASCAR racing. You're from West Virginia. That's got to be like a highlight for you.
Yeah. We don't have a NASCAR track.
I know, but I know you guys love it there. I know you. So it'll be cool.
I liked NASCAR before it became hot.
Yeah. And this is cool. This is it's a great facility there. They got bologna burgers, which is it was funny because when I found out that we were going to do the overnight stay for VIR and stuff, I was like, oh, we should go get bologna burgers. And then I saw that it was the K&N series, and I was like, oh, we really need to go get bologna burgers. So if you're looking for something to do Saturday night because the track action ends at like 3:30, well 3 o'clock I think is the last race. So by 4 o'clock you're pretty much wrapped up.
Unless you're there for the concerts and everything after the fact.
I only care about the racing.
I know, but some people will be there for the whole thing.
I literally don't care about anything else in the world but racing. That's not true. But when I'm at the track,
and Twinkies.
True. Twinkies, bologna burgers, stuff like that. So, the great people over there at South Boston are going to take care of us a little bit and be like, hey, come on in and help the guys at Late Model Racers. So that'd be cool. Man, we haven't been like this nice to people in a long time. We've had to be like friendly to people and stuff.
We'll get over it.
We'll survive this. We will persevere.
This is like the Thanos click for snap for us.
Yeah. No. Maybe that's where Ken is. When the armies of Thanos disappeared, so did Ken.
Oh, maybe he did.
Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry. Spoiler alert. Anyways. Woo! You're trying to get us in trouble early, Mr.
Early Martin. And often.
Early and often. All right, so we're going to VIR, Motor America. I'm so excited. It's not even funny about what's going on there with the.
Well, don't stand up.
With the motor, you want me to stand up?
I do not want you to stand up if you're that excited.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not technically that excited. Maybe I don't know. But we got a lot going on this weekend. That'd be fun. We're going to do some kind of meetup. Follow us on Twitter. Follow Warren. Give him your Twitter handle.
I just want to ride.
Yes, and it's the number two. It's the number two.
I just want to
Or Doghouse, D-A-W-G-H-O-U-S-E, Doghouse Phil is me. We're going to do some kind of meetup there at VIR. So if you're there.
Somewhere.
We haven't, we might do it.
It's probably your best bet. Just near the pavilion where they're serving food.
Yeah. I was going to say, the pavilion, up by the NASCAR turns, the hill that overlooked the NASCAR turns, I enjoyed watching it there. I love watching racing from the roller coaster. So we'll kind of see. We're going to be floating around, going through the pits, getting some interviews, talking to some guys.
Some photos.
I'm sure Warren's going to be out there at the race launch.
They got some good pictures and a little good video.
Got some
last
good
year.
Video. We'll probably stream a little live on Facebook. So if you're not following our Facebook page, it's the Doghouse Two Wheel Motorcycle Radio on Facebook. You should be following that. So we got a lot going on. Also, this week coming up is two things. One, you mentioned the Supercross finals, but also Jerez MotoGP is in Jerez. We got a lot to do. We'll have stuff to watch when we get back. I love when there's a lot of racing going on. Gives me something to watch on the TVs. Speaking of racing, Saturday night I went and saw Endgame. Right?
Yes.
I got home.
The Marvel movie. Avengers. Endgame.
I got home.
In theaters near you today.
And I was like, oh man, I wonder if I can catch the end of the Flat Track Finals. Turned it on right as, on fanschoice.tv, right as the singles were launching. So I got to watch all the Flat Track racing. When have we said this? This is a phrase I'm not sure we've actually ever said on the Doghouse. Yamaha swept the evening.
What? Well, in the Twins, this is their first win since 1981.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what somebody posted.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that's true, because I was going back and looking for a lot of years, and I couldn't find anything. We're really going to need to get a Doghouse statistician.
Intern.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants to volunteer for an intern job at the Doghouse, please write Phil at ntnradio.com.
I will definitely take it, especially it would be
please
helpful.
Include photos. Yes, that's exactly what he's thinking right now.
No, I was going to say it's exactly helpful if you're in the Manassas, Virginia area. Our studio is in Manassas,
and Virginia. I know what he's thinking right now, depending on your photo.
Yeah, well, that's probably true, too. I don't know what Warren likes in an intern, but we will learn. So Flat Track had the singles race. You know, here's something we kind of need to talk about. In the singles, it was Jesse Janis on the Yamaha, an independent team, which is always good to see. Then Dalton Gutier came in second. He was the guy that sat out for 2 years after the Chiba suspension, and then he went into counseling and stuff. Then Ryan Wells, Mikey Rust, Dan Bromley. You know, I go all the way down to the bottom, and I don't see a Shayna Texter. And that's what I was like. I didn't see her racing, and I'm going, crap, she did not make another finals for a TT.
It happens way too often.
Then I go and I look, and I said, well, maybe she just crashed or something in her semis.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked, and she didn't make the semis. She didn't get out of the heats.
Now, she's definitely done that before. She's made it to the finals in the semis, in the TTs before.
I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is.
But it is a new bike this year.
It doesn't matter.
I know. It was a new bike last year.
It was, you know, I don't know what's going on. It's either a mental block. I don't know.
Which happens.
But it's like a small jump. It's not like on the Twins where they're these big bikes and they're sliding around and they're jumping them. I mean, you know, they're 450s, right? They're the equivalent of a Supercross 450 bike. I just don't know. The only thing I can think of is that she can't really slide side to side on them because of her height. I don't know. I just don't know. No idea why she struggles so much with these. While we're speaking of all that kind of stuff, because her name came up in an article that I was reading, and she actually shared. And listen, I'm not picking on Shayna Texter. I'm a huge fan of Shayna Texter. But her name did come up with an article in Forbes about how Flat Track's becoming one of the fastest growing racing series and stuff. And, you know, about how their plan it was. And, you know, we've talked about it on the show here that the last time we were up and they were the last time they were at Maple Grove, you know, I kind of walked into Maple Grove saying, man, I want to get there because it's in a death match. I mean, a death spiral. And, like, we talked to the guys that were sitting there in the press booth from AMA. And, like, I walked out of there going, oh, my God, they're saving this sport.
Yeah.
You know, and it's turned around and it is growing. I mean, Forbes magazine has an article entitled, and this is from April 29th, right? So it's yesterday. Forbes.com. American Flat Track sees substantial growth, poised for a breakout season. Here's some of the things that I see that are just making me so excited. Last year, for the 2018 overall, they had 2.5 million viewers, almost 2.6, 2.584 million viewers over the 18 races, right?
Not shabby.
Not shabby. That was up from 1.8 in 2017.
Which I'm making the assumption that's a combination of fans' choice.
No, that is just on NBC.
Just on NBC.
Right.
And that you're talking sometimes up to 3 weeks later.
Yes.
Than the race actually
yes.
occurred.
Yes. That's just NBC. They're up from, which I believe 2017 was the first year they did it on NBC, right?
Yes.
So they're up from 1.8 million that year. Right, so they grew in 2018. They grew by 700,000 people, and then it says here. Here's the next line. Here's why I know what I'm saying is right. When throwing in streaming on FansChoice.tv and tickets sold for events, total viewers for the sport hit 3,221,925.
And I was the 25th guy.
You was the 25th guy. So that's awesome. That is so awesome.
I'm hoping
it's growing this year. It's turned into a great sport with great sponsors and great things. And, you know, had Motor America not put themselves on Fox and NBC, I definitely would have been sending this to all the riders and all the guys at Motor America, anybody that I had an email address with, to stress to them how important television is.
Television is actually in household.
Yes.
Because they were on television.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't consider being television.
Well,
yeah,
they were.
I know it. You know it. Everybody knows it. But so that's just, to me, that's really, really important. Oh, yeah, speaking of Fans Choice, the K&N Series race that we're going to set in, it will be on Fans Choice. So you could probably turn that on Fans Choice if you can't make South Boston, Virginia.
And you might be able to see us.
Right, look for us.
In our silver gray shirts that are labeled.
Dowcast. Yes.
Motorcycle Radio.
So we should be there somewhere. You should be able to see us in the crowd.
Except for Ken, who was never responded to your emails asking if he wanted in.
Yeah, Ken is just a horrible person. But anyway, so...
He'll never listen to this show, so it doesn't matter what we say about
I don't care
him.
If he does. So anyways, but that's really awesome that Flat Track got that. And now let's talk about what was the most exciting thing about Saturday night for me is... And I
you
say
the
it all...
Water mat again?
No. I say it all the time. If Jiggy Dog is in a race, you gotta take him serious.
He has a chance.
He's serious. And he's got his first AFT win. And it was Yamaha's first win, like you said, since 1981 in the Twins.
I don't know if that's true or not. That's just
I'm pretty sure it is. And JD Beach, in epic fashion, right? Brian Brownman took off and he was gone.
Yes. No, I did not think anyone was going to catch him.
No. I was like, bloop, 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 and Jared Mees was there.
At the halfway mark, he had, what, a 3 or 4 second lead?
He was gone. Yeah, he, like, could have stopped for coffee, except for there was this guy lurking. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, because JD didn't get a great start.
No,
he was, almost, like, third from the back.
He fallen all the way back to 15th, I think, or 14th.
Yeah, he was way back there.
He fell way back, and then he just started, you race the track, right? Especially when you're in the back. You race the track, you get your lines. And all of a sudden, with about halfway to go, you're like, oh, JD Beach is making some moves. He ain't going to catch.
Yeah, he might get second.
Right, you're like, he might catch Mies. He might catch Jared Mies, right? He ain't going to get past Jared Mies. He ain't going to do this. Two laps to go. Who is knocking on the door?
Almost literally.
Literally, right. Like, who is knocking on the door? It's like, hello, my name's JD Beach, and I'm here to whoop ass. and he pulled it off.
Jiggy Dog takes it.
Yeah, I'm like, sure there are people that live near me that are mad, because you know me. I am not shy to yell when I'm excited about racing.
Were you
at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Were you out in the country or in the city?
I was in the city for Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, right? I'm surprised cops didn't get called.
Yeah, me too. Well, I would have just shown them the flag stress and been like, look, Jiggy Dog's winning. Shut up. You can arrest me after the race. But yeah, he ran him down. A big confidence booster, in my opinion, for him. Right, he's missed the setup. He's had a couple okay races and a couple so-so races. So I think this is a good start for him. I know Stetson Racing is happy as pigs and poop.
Yeah, well, we know the first race he did really fair. Well, for the first race, he did good. The second one not so good because they missed the setup.
Yeah, they missed the setup.
They must have figured it out this race.
Yeah, right? They got it figured out. They got it going the right direction. And congrats to him. Bauman still leaves the Briar Bauman still leads the points. Jared Mees is up there, good. You know, this doesn't put Beach in like, oh my gosh, he's you know, big time points.
Well, was only the third race, right?
Fourth race. Okay. But it does knock him up to only brings him up to oh no wait.
Well, he had a
12th in points because he had the two no finishes.
Yeah.
So, So this is
Now if they can hit his setup in Moto America this weekend.
How big of a week would that be for him?
That'd be awesome. I mean, right?
Listen,
I like JD Beach for a variety of reasons. He is a fan favorite. He's also a doghouse favorite.
He's a doghouse.
Josh Heron's a doghouse favorite. I mean, we like racing, period, but JD seems to capture our imaginations for some reason.
He does. I always say he's that guy, like I said, he's that guy that it doesn't matter what you're racing, if he's involved, he's got a shot. He's just ultra competitive, you know, and it takes a lot to come back in a race win like that in such a short distance, right? I mean, it's 25 laps.
Yeah.
So this weekend, I would like to see, Here's my dream weekend, to see two different winners in the Superbike class this weekend. And I don't mean different, and I don't mean different like Elias and Bouvier, or Bouvier and Heron, or Heron and Elias. I mean, I'd love to see Gerloff and Beach, Skultz and Beach. Skultz and Gerloff, right? That would say to me that this is the best series in two-wheel racing, road racing that we got going on.
If we can do that, I'd say this is the best series in the world right now.
Yeah, competitive-wise.
The talent might not be as good as Moto America or MotoGP or, but the racing,
right?
It's been good regardless of who's winning right now. But if
we can get two new winners, yeah. I would like to see. This is what I would like to see. Two new winners, and both races, top six guys finish within a second and a half of each other.
You know what is really crazy about this conversation is?
Is that we're having it.
Yeah, because last year, I was the only one saying that the racing was good. Everyone else was going, blah, blah, blah.
Well, everybody else was going, I wish there was someplace we could see it. I mean, that was the big thing. So, listen, if you're not watching this, and you say you like motorcycle racing, if you're not watching Moto America, then you don't. I will just say that flat out.
And the coverage is very good.
The coverage has been good. Tell me, I don't know if I screwed up. I don't know if NBC has screwed up. I don't know if somewhere's paths got crossed. But
okay.
When I search on Comcast, I can't find Inside Moto America.
Well, just to remind folks.
To set people to race.
Moto America record. Did a really good thing this year. They got the racing on Fox 2.
Fox Sports 2.
And then they also got a highlights of the race week on Fox Sports 2. So, like, on Saturday and Sunday, they race. I think it's Thursdays after the race, you get a highlight show.
That's on NBC, I said.
Oh, no, on Fox.
Oh, Fox. Okay.
Yeah, and it's really good, too.
Okay.
And then on NBC, and we'll talk about the schedule in a second, on NBC, you get a not only the highlights of the race truncated versus what you're getting on Fox, but you also get interviews and discussions from the racers themselves. For example, they took JD Beach out. I think Will,
Will is the, Mrs. Kyle Wyman. I can't think of Hannah.
Hannah and JD.
If she is listening, I am sorry that I referred to you that way. I mean, he is your husband, but I had to say that to remember what her name was.
So Hannah and JD Beach went out on a go-kart track and raced. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, listen, I don't think she's a slouch when it comes to racing.
Now, JD won.
I mean, yeah, I mean, right. I wasn't saying that. I'll tell you what.
But that's the kind of stuff you get on Inside Moto America.
Yeah.
It's just not the highlights. It's just not about the races. You get some of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
So when I searched on my Comcast.
It's very interesting.
It wasn't coming up. Right?
I set
it to record in the time that I thought it was going to be on, and I ended up with like 10.
And this is where I was going to get to is, I cannot find the schedule for Inside Moto America on NBC's website,
yeah.
or Moto America's website.
You know,
and I also went back to Twitter and I scrolled through almost a month of tweets, and there was nothing about inside Moto America's
Twitter is a joke.
Yeah, we can still complain about their social media.
That is going to be a conversation we might have this weekend.
So they should be at least tweeting out the same day,
right? Like, hey, in an hour,
multiple times.
What's this? Hey, in an hour.
Yeah.
I would have recorded it or watched it live if I had hey, in an hour.
Yes.
Right.
But I have Fios, Verizon.
Yeah.
And I just went to DVR and typed in inside Moto America. It found it.
Yeah.
Unlike the other NBC shows like Motocross, which is supposed to be Supercross. I haven't figured that one out yet.
Yeah. Well, they don't know the difference. NBC should hire us to take care of their stupid stuff around motorcycles.
So what I'm recommending that you guys do, if you have a DVR service with your cable company, and if you've cut the cable, I don't know what to tell you. If you do have a cable service, just go in and type motorcycle racing. I bet you inside Moto America comes up, and then you can just do it to set record series, which is what I did.
It didn't on me. That's why I didn't have it.
It hasn't showed up at the same. They've had two episodes so far because there have only been two races.
Right.
Or three races. Two. Well, what does that matter? Isn't there not been on at the same time?
Two race weekends.
So there's been two inside Moto Americas. They have not been on at the same day and time.
Right.
So you can't go by that. But Moto America, you should be telling us when it is.
Yes, that's the other thing. And your Twitter needs to not be shambles. That might be something we talk about.
And actually have hashtags.
Right. That might be something we're talking to them about this weekend, yelling and screaming. And, you know, I'm going to be like George Costanza when he was with the Yankees throwing stuff. T-Bone.
Yeah, you know, I bet you I have put more hashtags on their own tweets than they actually do.
Yeah. So my first time at a pro superbike race was back in the old days of AMA Pro Road Racing, right? My first time with credentials, right? My first media credential to a motorcycle.
And who did you complain about when you first showed up at the door?
Well, I didn't know anything. I was working with another radio show. They knew I loved motorcycles and stuff, and they were like, here, go. Right? And I got down there, and I didn't know anybody. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know anything. I just kind of showed up, right? And it was like, I like was walking around. I didn't know. And they had a media day, like a day or two before the races.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down for the media day, figuring, all right, I'll pick up what I can at that time, right? And there wasn't nothing. And they had a lunch with some of the racers. And literally, I sat at the table with Jake Zemke, who was a racer back in the day. But I didn't even know who he was when he sat down at the table because I was just used to seeing a guy with the helmet on and their uniform. He, like, showed up in shorts and, like, a shirt. It was like, who's this guy? You know? And people are asking him things, and he's talking, and he's, like, saying his sponsors. I was like, all right, I know who he is and stuff. Right? And then afterwards, we all raced go-karts after the lunch. Right, that was their thing for like the media and the bikers and the racers that showed up. We all raced go-karts. It was actually really fun.
Well, they had a media day. Maybe we get to do the Wall of Death.
Yeah, well, yeah,
but I would pay good money to see you do the Wall of Death.
I would do the Wall of Death. you got to hold your dollar out over the side.
Oh,
like
I would hold $100 out. You still wouldn't be able to get it.
But that was definitely a fun experience. You know, because it's not really their wheelhouse, right? Because it's four-wheel racing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you can just tell the way they look at a track. Like, that's how you know whether you're a pro or not. When you go to something like that and you realize, oh, man, look how they're going around the track, and I have no idea how they're even doing that, right? It doesn't matter. A racer reads tracks well.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone to a couple charity racing events where I've raced against, like, NASCAR drivers and, like, IMSA series drivers.
How many of them did you wreck?
a couple. but that's the thing. Like, it's like, when I drive against, like, my friends, I dive in that corner. I'm like the last dude braking, you know. It's like, late brake, go, right? When I'm against those other guys, it's like, why am I braking so early? How are they doing that? Why am I not crashing? Why are they not crashing?
Lots of practice helps.
So that's fun. I would have got a kick out of watching that. I'm going to try and find it on NBCSN and work through all the kinks on that. Before we get going, right?
We haven't covered Supercross.
So we got to talk Supercross. I just looked, we're almost at the half hour mark already.
Well, we'll go a little long because Supercross was kind of interesting this weekend.
Well, I had to pause it.
So it's not counting anymore.
Yeah. Well, I just stopped it. Right. I just paused it.
All right. See how he is.
All right. Yeah. Supercross. Let's go into let's start with the 250s.
All right.
Or the 250s or the 205s or whatever they're calling them this week.
I would truly would like to know who let Faulkner back out on the track. Because he's what? Is he 17 or 18?
Oh, Austin Faulkner? No, I think he's a little older than that.
Okay, well, even if he's 20, he doesn't know enough not to hurt himself. He's going to push because he wants to win the championship, and I understand that. But he's got a team behind him that's going to need him for motocross, right? That's just a few weeks away.
Yeah.
He ends up hurting himself in the final.
98, so he's 21.
All right, so he ended up hurting himself on the final again because a few weeks ago he tore his ACL. He makes it through the qualifiers. He makes it through the heats and the semis, and he gets to the final. He third or fourth lap. It was early in the race.
Yeah, he docks the jump.
He hits a jump bad, lands hard on the face of a jump, and immediately you could tell something was wrong because he shifted all his weight to the right side.
Yeah.
Pulls off the track, he's done.
I don't understand.
I mean, the team, I mean,
you know,
ACL.
If it was an independent, a privateer, an independent, I could see being like, man, I got to get out there. And I get it.
Especially when he's competing for the championship.
Kawasaki wants to win the championship, right? I get that. They want to have win the 250s East and the 250s West. But why is Kawasaki not saying to him, hey, this is not a bright career thing. If you're going to say that I'm going to invest, I mean, up until a couple rounds ago, it was like Faulkner's the next guy going. We're going to invest our money.
He's the next Eli.
Right. He's the next move up guy. We're going to invest money into him. We're going to invest time into him. And then to let him go out there and race hurt, which could make injuries worse, I just don't get that. I know he was the front runner for the title. I know this. I just don't understand. I don't understand why he wouldn't go and get that fixed. You know, I mean, yeah, we found out after the season that Ciancerola had been racing with a screwed up ACL.
But you could tell.
You could tell.
You could look after the fact and say, yeah, he should not have been racing.
Yeah, and we said that. And again, this is another one of those things when if you're hurt, right? Listen, and I get it.
And
there's all this glory and stuff like that. But the bottom line is eventually you're going to be 40.
Yeah, well,
right? You know what happens when you're 40? That shit hurts.
And it's not like Faulkner is Adam Ciancerola. Faulkner's still got a lot of years left in him.
Yeah.
Adam's pushing 60 now.
Oh, my God. You are a horrible person.
I get it from the best.
I'm not going to say that you're not wrong on that. I'm just saying Adam is only a year older than Faulkner.
Like
Adam's
I said, he's
22.
60.
It'll be 23 this year. You're right. That's almost 60. In motocross, that's like late 40s. Right? In supercross and motocross, is late 40s.
If those are going to be the guys that you as a factory team are going to put your money on, and you know that they are, and Faulkner definitely is because he has some great talent.
Yeah, so does Ciancerola.
Yeah, Ciancerola has a lot of durability issues that have been before now.
Yeah.
This is the first time Faulkner has really been hurt.
Yeah.
So, but it may not be the last because he might. I've seen no reports how bad his ACL is now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's. Just it's just why would you do that? I everybody's gonna say because you need to race and you need to make the money, this, that, and the other thing. I get that, but man, it's just a mistake. It's just that's all it is. You shouldn't be doing that. So anyway,
21. Where's his mommy?
Yeah, right. He needs like one of them mothers to come out there and throw a beating to peeping. So anyways, in the main event, Chase Sexton, without Faulkner there, Chase Sexton took the win, which he's been running. Him and Cooper have been running second and third behind Faulkner all season.
They have been really close until this week.
Yeah.
Points-wise.
So Chase Sexton takes over the points lead, too, right? And Cooper comes in second. Sexton won the race. Mitchell Odenberg came in second, which it's funny. A couple of years ago, he was like the, oh, my God, he's always in the back guy. And he's starting to develop, which is cool to watch. And then Justin Cooper, who didn't have the race he really needed. He had a decent race. I mean, he was on the podium, so you can't knock that.
No.
But he didn't have the race he needed. He really needed a second or a win to put him in that point-standing battle. So now you got... At the top of the standings, you have Sexton by 9 over Cooper.
So here's the big question for the weekend. Will Faulkner race this Saturday?
I think he would. If he raced this weekend, I don't know. If he doesn't, it's because of the injuries got worse. But, you know, here's, like, the big problems with this weekend, for especially for the East guys, because when we had the East-West showdown last time, the East guys were pretty much not around in the top 10.
Yeah.
Right? So Sexton and Cooper are 9 points, and then it's 23.
Faulkner finished third, didn't he, in the East-West showdown?
Yeah, he was, like, no, he was, yeah,
third. Third or fourth.
And he was the only East Coast guy in the top eight.
Okay, so yeah, so
right,
he could actually, if he raced and did well, he could actually come back and
I don't
win
know
the championship.
It's 22 points. He's behind by 22 points.
Yeah,
right,
it'll
it's
be tough.
26 for a win, so you don't have a lot of play. Cooper's got, he's got his work cut out for him, because you got to have the best of the West there and the beast of the East, and you still got to have, you're going to have to try and score as many points. It's going to be hard for Cooper to take Sexton out, you know, points-wise, this weekend, coming up in Las Vegas on USA, live on USA Channel. It's going to be tough because it's an East-West showdown. There's going to be a lot of extra guys, a lot of fast guys out there. It's going to be harder to get into the mains. It's going to be harder to do all that stuff
because
it's going to be extra guys. And they're in the middle of their own little points fight. Right, so you can't be like, oh well, whatever. They are totally
everyone's competing for the same limited number of points.
Yeah, so it's gonna be rock'em sock'em robots, I think, out there. And then we get into the 450 main in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
All right, I want your opinion because I could not tell at all from the angles that you saw on the TV. Did Muskin spill the bike, or did he get run into? I couldn't tell. But he was dead last coming out of the first turn.
Usually, it's you get hit. I didn't clearly see contact. It could have been he just lost the front end.
I think that's what happened. But I don't know for sure. And he didn't, you know, no one interviewed him because he had a hell of a race.
Yeah, he came all the way back to fifth.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think he might... Two more laps, he might have been, you know, fourth.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he just dropped it. I'm not sure what...
It's in that pack, so who knows?
Yeah, it's really hard. It's just really hard in that... it's really hard in the turn, especially at the end. End of the night, it gets a little chewy there. You know, it gets a little chewed up and stuff. Yeah, I don't know what he did. But he did battle his way back to fifth, which keeps him alive in the final point standing. Cooper Webb did what he had to do.
Yeah, I don't think he can. Both Cooper and Tomac would have to.
Oh, he DNA. No, I'm sorry. He is out. 31 points. He is out of. He cannot win. So right now, it's 23 points to Tomac. Cooper Webb won. Zach Osborne came in second, which helped him out huge for next weekend, with Eli Tomac coming in third. You know, how many times has Zach Osborne dumped a bike? But how many times is Tomac going to dump the bike?
More than Zach Osborne.
Right? Here's the problem. You know, we've had Tomac on
Zach
the show.
Is a rookie this year. So
yeah, we've had Tomac on the show. Tomac's a decent guy. When he was in 250s, he was a machine. He was Mr. Consistency. Couple years ago, going into the final round, all he had to do was podium, and he could have beat Ryan Dungey, and he dumped the bike. He choked. Last night, we saw him choke. I mean, not last night, Saturday night, we saw him choke. He choked.
Sure seemed that way.
He pushed it too far. Instead of racing the track, instead of doing this, he tried to hustle. He tried to race the racers instead of the track. That's what happens. And he choked.
Yeah. Him and Muscombe both were putting in the fastest laps, but it didn't do either one of them any good.
Yeah, because he choked. Right? And I'm not sure if Muscombe did or not. I'm be honest with you. Turn one could have been a choke. Turn one could have been a, I need to get out there. I'm not where I need to be.
I didn't say it did him any good. I said he was putting in fast laps, you know what I mean? it wasn't doing him any good.
But I'm just saying, he might have choked early. Right? Zach Osborne, his head went straight up his behind. He was like, oh my God, I'm winning my first.
Oh my God, I'm going over the hill.
I'm going to win. Oh, that was a turn.
I thought he was going to go into the net there for a second.
Oh, yeah. I was like, no, don't Spider-Man it.
I have never seen a motorcycle hanging down one of those nets.
Yeah, but we have seen a rider.
Yeah.
Right? We have. I can't remember who that was, but he Spider-Man'd it a couple years ago. But yeah, so
Clint Bowyer?
No, Clint Bowyer's Mr. Holes. That's Mr. Holes shot to you. You know, Webb did what he needed to, and now it's 23 points over Tomac. So pretty much Webb needs to be if he finishes 19th or better, it's all him.
Well, he just basically doesn't need a DNF.
No DNF and no crash that puts him in the very back. You know what I mean?
But you know there is a chance. Because the way he is, if somebody races him hard and bangs him.
Right, he's going to bang him back.
And that could put the end of his race. It's happened before.
Yep. So
he has to control the track and he has to control himself.
Yep. So four.
Is that possible?
19th or better. 19th or better, and he is your. And the Webb wagon. Gets a big load.
The finish line to the championship.
Gets a big load to haul of championship trophies, Wheaties boxes, all the good stuff that comes with that stuff. I've been hashtag Cooper Webb wagon for a long time now.
Yes, you have.
You guys didn't want to jump on it. You were like, no. Tomac will come back. Osborne will come back. Roczen will never win. Oh, no, wait. Roczen will win. That's what Ken said. I said Roczen will never win.
I wonder who was right.
Yeah, I wish he was here for me to tell him.
Well, and Kim would say, the racing isn't over.
Yeah, I don't see him winning when it's most important at Las Vegas. Leaving Las Vegas! So, anyways, they got the championship weekend. Thank God it's going to be on television. Thank God it's going to be not on a pay-behind wall of television. You know,
going to be on USA Network.
USA Network.
Eastern Standard Time.
Most famously made famous by shows like Psych, White Collar. I'm just trying to think of shows on USA. Monk, right? Like all these good shows. But yes, they'll be on the USA Network. Hopefully they'll find a USA pit reporter girl to take over the podium and stuff so that we can understand her. And she doesn't have marbles in her mouth. And
she's speaking English.
Not any English that Supercross people
that you can
care
understand.
About. That's right. It's America. We wouldn't have fought the war of 1812 if we wanted to speak that kind of language.
It's English.
If we wanted to, we speak Americans, Americanish. So anyways, that's just kind of where, so they got Las Vegas, Jerez, VIR. That's a pretty solid weekend of racing.
You know, next year you ought to consider adding Moto. If the racing is this good this year, all season long, consider adding Moto America to the pool.
I kind of can't because we have the international people.
Well, that's not my fault.
Yeah, that is true. Warren does believe in God Bless America and No Place Else, which is kind of the doghouse motto. So, but anyways, listen, this weekend, if you're at VIR, tweet us up. We'll hang out for a little bit. We'll eat some of your food or something like that. Drink some of your beer. That's what we do.
We won't make you do a selfie with us unless you really want
Unless you really want to. We will sign autographs.
And we'll make Phil turn around if there is a selfie.
Well, we definitely will make Ken take selfies. How fun would that be? We'll have Ken doing selfies. Warren, I'll be there. We're also going to head over to South Boston Speedway. and go check out some. We're just going to watch a lot of racing this weekend. And then when we're done with the South Boston, we're going to head back to the hotel, which we're staying in South Boston. If you're going to, if you want to stalk us or buy us beer, we're going to be staying in South Boston.
I didn't even know where we were staying.
Yeah, we're staying in South Boston. And since we're staying in South Boston, we should be able to leave South Boston Speedway in time to catch the end of Supercross on the television. We got to make sure Ken got us some place with cable.
Oh, that is actually a good question, knowing Ken.
Or if not,
I can save us $5 by going to this hotel that doesn't have TVs.
We should Google up some sports bars and places like that in South Boston before we go. Just to be safe, because I know how Ken is. And you know,
I saved us $5, dude. What are you talking about?
$2. I want my $2. So, anyways, listen, if you have VIR, come find us, hang out with us. We'll have a good time, or maybe not. We'll complain about something. I know it.
And if you don't want to, we will never tell them that you actually came and saw us.
Yeah, well, for $5 a person, we won't tell you that. We won't post the pictures of you talking. We actually have a secret spy going around, going to take pictures of us talking to people. And if you don't want your picture published, it's going to be $5.
That way, no one will know that you actually
No one will know your guilty pleasures. We'll be back next week with lots to talk about.